Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. It is KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. And coming to Cerritos Centre for the Performing Arts. Hello, Mal. This Saturday is an incredible show, actually. It's a, I guess you'd say it's a Beatles tribute show, but the show's called Live and Let Die, and it's by a, it's really a Paul McCartney tribute. Tony Kishman, who's been doing this job for a long, long time, is Paul McCartney in this show, and I've been watching videos of it all morning, and it's totally awesome. And Tony is on the phone with me right now. Are you there, Tony?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing real good. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure. I've been watching videos of you guys all morning, and
fabulous,
phenomenal show. Really cool. And I mean, you're a consummate musician yourself. Obviously, you've been playing. You're the real deal. You were in a band called Wishbone Ash, who we like a lot around here.
Oh yes, Wishbone. I really enjoyed working with Wishbone Ash, and one of my favorite guitar players of all time, Andy Pell.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to work with him. But I basically started out with the Beatlemania production in the late 70s. And from that day forward, I've been Paul McCartney ever since.
You've been playing Paul McCartney almost as long as Paul McCartney's been playing Paul McCartney.
I think I've been Paul longer than Paul has, actually.
Now, Paul loves the show. I see there's a tribute from Paul. Tony Kishman sounds like Paul. You don't just sound like him, though. You look like him. Was there a moment where you went, you know what? I could totally, or have people been comparing you, your looks, to Paul McCartney all your life?
Pretty much all the time. You know, nowadays when I'm walking through an airport, people will come up to me and they don't even say Paul or Paul McCartney. They'll say, are you him? You know, I get, are you him a lot? And I look at them and I say, no, I'm not him, but I play him in a show called Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
But the fun thing about it is that I get to play with this show a lot of times with a symphony orchestra behind me, along with a four-piece band, and we can bring the songs to life just like they were when they were recorded back in the Beatles, back in Wings. You know, for example, the song "Live and Let Die" is so wonderful to recreate that exact replica live with a full symphony behind me.
Yeah, in a way that I'm sure, well, I don't know about Live and Let Die, but the Beatles songs, for sure, after 1965, because they stopped touring.
Yeah.
So we do
a lot of Beatles songs in the show. Of course, we do, you know, songs like Eleanor Rigby and Yesterday and Hello Goodbye and Long and Winding Road. You've got all that orchestration that we can do, and it's so wonderful to be able to bring that on, you know, live. It's that's the fun part of it. It's not just I have been in Beatles shows. I've done the Classical Mystery Tour show and Twist and Shout, and of course Beatlemania. Those were four piece type things, you know, where it's the four guys dressed as the Beatles. I've done a lot of that all my life.
Yeah.
This show, it's taken a step forward. It's not just the guys, you know. It's actually all about McCartney, and that's the fun thing about it. I love bringing out songs like "No More Lonely Nights" and songs like "My Valentine," and we're doing tributes within tributes, like the John Lennon song, the tribute "Here Today," and we do a special tribute to George as well. In this show, we're going to have a special guest actually come join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. One of the original members of Wings, Lawrence Juber, is going to join us on stage for a few songs at the Cerritos Performing Arts Center.
That is awesome.
It's going to be fantastic.
Is he still playing? I mean,
special
thing?
Lawrence, I met him in Liverpool. The former members of Wings got together and they put together a tribute to Paul McCartney's 1970s to present, and they asked me to front the group, and I was so honored that they would call me of all people, you know, and front the show. So I met them all. I met Lawrence Juber. I met Steve Hawley, Howie Casey, all members of Wings back in the, I think it was from 78 to 81, that band. Yeah. And so I was honored to be able to play with them. And Lawrence told me, anytime you're in California, you know, I said, okay, here's your chance. That's Reno's fantastic. Performing Arts Center, you're coming.
Yeah, it's really, so that's really
he's
cool.
He's going to join us on that show. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, good connection to the past and to the original members. I should say, again, we're talking to Tony Kishman. He's got a show called Live and Let Die. It's a symphonic tribute to Paul McCartney. You say there's an orchestra. Is this a full... How many pieces in this orchestra?
This is going to be a 13-piece orchestra with conductor, and then there's a 4-piece band behind me. And we've got a wonderful lighting show with the show. It's going to be, you know, there's pyro, there's all kinds of stuff. We're going to have a lot of fun bringing this show on stage. It's and what a beautiful venue.
It's the Cerritos Performing Arts Center. That's September 23rd. That must be Saturday, this Saturday.
This Saturday, yes.
Yeah, and I believe we've got some tickets to give away too, so people should keep it here, and we'll try and give those away in the next hour or so.
Yes.
Yeah. So we appreciate
that.
So,
there was a funny story. I was doing a show one time when I was in London, and Sir George Martin came to the show, and I was shocked to think that here's the producer of the Beatles in the audience. And he actually came backstage, and he was so complimentary, telling me how close I sound to Paul when I'm singing, and what a great memory it was bringing back the music and so forth. And I actually asked him if he would record my own original music. And funny enough, it was kind of a bittersweet ending to that. He said, you know, Tony, he goes, after listening to you, I could never record you as you because you sound too much like Paul and I already work with the real guy.
Uh-huh.
So I was crushed, needless to say. But later I figured, well, that was a nice compliment. You know,
no,
that's
beautiful.
What I'm trying to do. I'm really trying to bring the songs to the people, how they remember them on the record, you know.
Well, you
so
know, it's uncanny.
Nice part of it.
You do sound like him, and you absolutely look like him. So you're both blessed and cursed with that, I'm sure.
I guess. I mean, sometimes it's a funny thing because I'll be somewhere where I'm just, you know, in shorts and a T-shirt, and someone will say, I wonder if that's him over there, you know. And it's so funny. But I never goof with anyone, or I never act as if I am him, unless I'm on stage. And that's the time I get on with the accent, and I do the full routine.
Can you do the accent?
It is an acting role.
How is your Liverpool accent? Is it any good?
Well, sometimes I really try to sound like Paul, you know.
God.
And when I introduce the songs, we do it in a Paul McCartney style.
God. It's not, you don't just get the Liverpool accent though, man. You get the inflection of his voice. It's totally like him. Oh, my God.
So, you know, we do that as well. And then, you know, my band is an amazing band. The members of the band are all, you know, work with other famous players. And so that's the nice thing. It's a real solid, world-class musicians.
And are you using kind of the same amps and the same guitars and all that stuff to really get that sound?
Well, you know what? We do play with Vox amps, and we do use the original style. Of course, I play a Hofner.
Yeah.
And the band is very meticulous with the sounds of each record. What, like, for example, when we do No More Lonely Nights, the guitar player does the Gilmore solo amazingly close to the record.
Oh.
So, you know, we all they're very anal retentive, if you will. I mean, and it's funny because when we do shows, like we just did a show in Rhode Island, after the show, we've done thousands of shows. And after the show, we all sit and talk. What can we improve? You know, what can we do to make it a better show next time, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the nice thing. And I've got a wonderful conductor, Martin Herman, who makes the orchestra just come alive. It's fantastic.
Well, we're delighted that you come into Cerritos. Are you touring with an orchestra? That must be quite a production.
Well, we pick up the orchestras in the cities that we're in.
Right.
Like tomorrow I'm flying to Great Falls, Montana, where we're going to do a show there with their symphony. So that's how we usually do it. Whatever city we're in, we will hold a rehearsal the day of the show, and everything is charted for the orchestra, so they play it literally note for note what's ever written.
Brilliant. Goodness me, it's a fantastic production. Again, it's September 23rd, Cerritos Performing Arts Center, Cerritos, California. More info, I should say, at liveandletdieshow.com. Liveandletdieshow.com. Talking to Tony Kishman of the Live and Let Die Show, tribute to Paul McCartney. It's uncanny how he looks and sounds like Paul. And a good sense of humour, mate. It's very nice to talk to you. And good luck with the show.
Thank you so much. I really look forward to doing the show for the Southern California friends. I've been there, but the last time I did a show in the area was with the Pacific Symphony. Oh. And I think we did a few nights there, but that was maybe 3-4 years ago. So this will be fun to come back and play such an amazing theater.
Yeah.
So this center is unbelievable, and I can't thank you enough for having me on today.
Oh no, it's a pleasure. It's really a pleasure, and I really do advise people, suggest find go online and find Tony Kishman's videos on YouTube. You'll be absolutely blown away by just how much attention to detail there is here, and it's a rocking good show, looks like. Anyway, so
thank you so much.
Yeah. Have a great night on Saturday night, Tony, and thanks for talking to us. And we will endeavour to give away tickets later on this morning.
Thank you very much.
Cheers,
mate.
All
the best to you.
Yep, take it easy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, mate.